CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 11th of January, 2026. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Give back to the amateur radio community in 2026. Understand the basic characteristics of dipoles for transmitting and receiving. RSGB lecture coordinator role, a chance to educate and spark curiosity. Have you set your goals for 2026 yet? How about using your knowledge and expertise to make a difference to the amateur radio community this year? The RSGB has two elected board director vacancies that are available for nominations in this year's elections. The Society is looking for applications from members with leadership skills and a desire to embrace and implement the Society's strategic priorities. The RSGB also has three regional representative roles open for nominations. These are for Region 2, which covers Scotland, North and these Northern Isles, Region 7, which represents South Wales, and Region 9, which covers London and Thames Valley. As a regional representative, you will lead the team of district representatives in your area and not only represent the Society, but also support your fellow radio amateurs. Find out more about what it takes to succeed as a director or a regional representative by reading the candidate packs via rsgb.org/elections. The closing date for nominations is the 31st of January, 2026. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2026 is a fascinating presentation for all radio amateurs, regardless of how long you've been licensed. Tomorrow, Monday the 12th of January, Steve Stearns, K6OIK, will explain the basic characteristics of dipoles for transmitting and receiving. Having a proper understanding of dipole properties and characteristics is essential to understanding many other antennas, including complementary antennas such as slots. You can join the webinar and ask questions via the live chat on both the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. Each year, the RSGB delivers over 60 lectures, including around 50 at the RSGB convention, and a further 11 presented through its popular live stream Tonight at 8 webinar series. These presentations cover a rich variety of amateur radio topics, cater to every level of experience, and attract audiences from across the world. The Society is seeking a proactive, collaborative and passionate volunteer to become its lecture coordinator, who will play a key role in shaping the lecture program. Could this be you? Working closely with the Tonight at 8 and convention teams, you would bring fresh ideas for talks that educate, inspire and spark curiosity. Your efforts would encourage radio amateurs to explore new areas, deepen their knowledge and embrace the excitement of amateur radio, all while supporting the Society's strategic priorities. Are you interested? Find out more about the role by reading the full description at rsgb.org/volunteers and then contact the RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via Golf Mike at Delta Echo Papa Tango at rsgb.org.uk. When was the last time you checked your membership details in the RSDB membership portal? If you've moved house recently, changed your email address or call sign, put a few minutes aside to log in via rsdb.org/members and select Update Details to make any changes. Whilst logged in, visit the Manage Preferences screen to select which topics you'd like to receive updates about, including GB2RS and online events. You can also choose whether to receive notifications when new editions of RADCOM Basics and RADCOM Plus become available. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 25th of January, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode LN83HT. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Tables cost £10. To book tables or for more information, contact Steve M5ZZZ on 0777 769 9069 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. And also the Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, will take place on Sunday the 8th of February at Mather Hall, postcode WN72PJ. Exhibitors can gain entrance from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 10 a.m. A large car park, catering, bring and buy, raffle, improved disabled access and a seating area will be available on site. For more information and booking, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. A series of special event stations is active from Italy to raise awareness of key figures who supported the life and work of Guglielmo Marconi. Throughout the month of January, listen for activity on all bands and modes. For more information, including details of an award that is available for working the stations, visit tinyurl.com/marconi26. The Worldwide Award is currently underway and runs until the 31st of January. The award combines CW, SSB and digital mode activity from stations around the world. Real-time online award tracking is available for chasers. For more information, visit hamaward.cloud/whiskeyalpha. Now the DX news. Pierre Jean, F4GPK, is active as Tango Oscar 2 Foxtrot Yankee from French Guiana until Thursday the 15th of February. He operates using SSB only, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL. And Rick WE9G is active as Juliet 38 Whiskey Gulf from Grenada, NA024, until the 16th of January. Listen for activity on the 160 to 6 meter bands, mostly using FT8, but also some CW and SSB. QSL via OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via WE9G, home call. Now the contest news for the coming week. Today, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40 meter data modes contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using PSK63 and RITI on the 80 to 40 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 13th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 77s bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. on Wednesday, the 14th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator, stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 15th of January, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number locator. And finally in this bulletin, on Saturday the 17th of January, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40 meter SSB contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using SSB on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 8th of January, 2026. The new year started with minor disturbed geomagnetic conditions at times, plus lots of C-class solar flares and a healthy dose of sunspots. As we slide down the slope towards sunspot minimum, we can expect more geomagnetic disturbances and raised KP indices. But we should still have good HF conditions for a couple of years. The KP index hit 5 on the 2nd of January, but has otherwise been relatively quiet, often registering less than 1 or 2, and the lack of M and X class solar flares means we've had no solar fadeouts. With the solar flux index at more than 150 for much of the time, this bodes well for HF propagation and, as PropQuest shows, the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km during daylight has often been more than 28 MHz. Unfortunately, this does decline quite quickly after sunset, leaving the maximum usable frequency below 10 MHz most of the time. As we head towards spring, we can expect this to improve. DX has been available. Stations worked include V51WH in Namibia on the 12-meter band using SSB, TZ4AM in Mali on 30 meters using CW, and ZS7ANF in Antarctica using CW on the 17-meter band. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 130 to 150 range. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be variable, with the KP index predicted to hit 5 on the 13th and 14th of January, and again between the 17th and 20th of January. So we recommend you get your HFDXing in before the 13th and around the 15th and 16th, as propagation and maximum usable frequencies will no doubt be affected if the KP index rises. With a 3-week 3Y0K Bouvet Island de-expedition set for early February, now may be a good time to sort out your antennas. Remember that Bouvet is almost due south from the UK, so plan accordingly. More propagation details will be made available nearer the time. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The unsettled weather pattern continues to provide a variety of challenging weather types with some heavy snow and rain and strong winds. The nature of such patterns in January is that the timing and track of the lows are critical for the rain and snow outcome. Overall, it's likely to be a cold system week, with occasional brief, milder interludes as Atlantic fronts move through in the middle of the coming week. The effect on VHF and UHF propagation is limited, with TROPO unlikely, but there's a significant chance of rain or snow scatter at times for gigahertz operators. There have been some slight increases in the Earth's KP index, which responds to solar activity. However, as we are between the peak periods of autumn and spring for aurora, it's probably not a major player this time. Meteor scatter has been a bit more interesting lately due to the peak of the Quadrantis meteor shower on the 4th of January. The power is a short, intense peak, but spans the period from the 28th of December to the 12th of January. The next shower isn't until April, so it's back to random activity from this weekend through to the late April lyrids. Lastly, a reminder that midwinter sporadic heat does happen. The 6th of January saw a nice early evening 6-meter band opening to the Baltic states, moving round to Ukraine and the Balkans later. Recent quadrantids meteors may have contributed to some long-lived metallic ions, which can be focused into thin sporadic E patches. It's always worth checking the sporadic E layer critical frequency values plotted on the PropQuest graphs for short spikes in the purple trace, which could be a sign of potential interest in sporadic E on the 10 and 6-meter bands. For EME operators, moon declination is negative again, and we are past perigee, so path losses are increasing, and moon window length and peak elevation are reducing. 144 MHz sky noise remains low, but rising to high by Friday the 16th. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news for my station's 2-meter coverage of the Bristol area and South Wales. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So starting with the Bristol area, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesday from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM at GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. Contact is on the web, novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Or through Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117 982 3822, or via secretary at shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, or you can look at shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. Now for South Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 MHz from 8pm. On Friday, there is a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT. Contact is via Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or by emailing sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 kHz says Meg Hertz here, from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 megahertz from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, there's a meeting at Isluin High School, MP12 0NU. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972336885. Tepstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Tepstone, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. And contact is through the web, golfwhiskey4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Cumbrahman District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hensliss Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Gareth MW6GVR, Mike Whiskey 6 Golf Victor Romeo at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonadale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. They're on it via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. Tomorrow, that's the 12th, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on 145.375 MHz on Tuesday at 8 p.m. On Thursday, the Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk or golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-us. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and contact is via uskside-alpha-romeo-charlie.newport@gmail.com. Or you can look at their site at uskside-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. That ends this week's GBTRS News broadcast, brought to you by John G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.